Welcome to the Management Minute with Dr. Donita Brown, where we sit down with business leaders to gain valuable insights and advice on how to navigate the world of management. Whether you're a seasoned manager or just starting out, this podcast is for you. I'm Donita Brown, a professor in the College of Business at Lipscomb University. I'm also an author, speaker, and habit coach. For almost 20 years, I worked in corporate America and managed teams of 2 to 102. Welcome to this week's episode. Today's guest is Jeff Forehand. Jeff, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, let's get started with your one sentence bio.
Jeff Forehand, baseball for life and at Lipscomb for 18 years.
18 years. I bet you've seen a lot of changes in 18 years.
A lot of changes. Campus has changed. You know, environment of college athletics has changed and kids have changed a little bit. So all different and some for the good and some for the bad.
What's the best change that you've seen from our students?
I think the maturity level. I think we've got an older bunch of kids in now, you know, with when we made it through COVID and college baseball and all college athletics. You know, we talked about before the show that we're playing with not 17, 18-year-olds anymore. We're playing with 22, 23, 24-year-olds a lot. And that's where college baseball has gone now. And just the age of the player and the maturity level, I think, has gone up. And so has the talent.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I'm always amazed at the diligence of our student athletes here at Lipscomb. That was one thing that I didn't have a good handle on before I came to Lipscomb to be a full-time professor. You know, you see these college athletes and you think, okay, you know, they're playing ball, you know, whatever they're doing, they're going to school. But you don't realize exactly what all they have to do. They have got oftentimes great time management skills. They're very diligent and they're driven, which makes for a great employee, which is one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show today to talk a little bit about your management strategy.
Well, all that correct. And I tell the guys all the time that in everything that I have, I've stolen from somebody else. So when I speak it, I should put an asterisk beside it because I've been doing this for so long. So end of the day, we all want to win games. Mm. But when you finish playing ball, let's say you finish at 22 years old, you got 22 to 82 to live a life of being a better son, husband, and father. Mm. So we talk about that a whole lot. We talk about the five-tool player. We talk about, we have a thing we call hire that guy. And when you leave Lipscomb, chances are you put me on your resume. Mm. And for 15 of those years, I used to say, for sure, everybody, you can put me on there. But I caught myself backpedaling when somebody would ask me about player X. And I would backpedal and I would say, well, I think Johnny's growing up. I think he's going to be okay. So I changed my philosophy and told them, if you want to put me on your resume, make sure you and I have done all the work, that we've done the work to gain that relationship to where when an employer calls me, the first thing that I'm going to say when they ask me a question is hire that guy. Mm. So now we've got a thing on our team. It's a tradition now. We call it, is he a hire that guy? So a lot of our recruiting and all the things that we go into, you got to know from the beginning, what are we getting into? And if that's the guy, and I've had these companies call me before and, you know, they go through the recruiters going through all of the standard questions of, can he run a spreadsheet? How does he work with others? Mm. And every time they ask the question, hire that guy. Mm. You better hire that guy. And I'm not giving them the answer that they want, but I'm trying to give them the opportunity to recognize, hey, I'm not backpedaling. I'm standing up. My fist is on the table. Whether it's a part-time job or where it's going to be the job for the rest of their life, this is the guy you want.
That's great. That is great. All right. Are you ready for question number one?
Sure.
How do your values impact your management philosophy?
I tell you all the time when talking to families that just because I'm at Lipscomb or I've been in private school education my whole life, just because I've been raised in the Church of Christ and having the opportunity to have, a spiritual value to everywhere I've been, because I've been in those schools. I tell families that if I was at big school X, Y, or Z, I'm going to run the team like I've grown my family, like I've, tried to raise my son. I've failed. I've missed. You know, we all have done that. But I just tell them it doesn't matter where I'm at. I feel like I'm going to run it as it's a mission, and we want to win some games. And, if we're successful on the field, that's what we're looking for. That's what we want. And I'm as fiery as a competitor as everybody, and that's what we do. But at the end of the day, just that same thing, you're looking for better sons, husbands, and fathers. Mm-hmm. And Lipscomb does a great job, and I think we piggyback on that to try to, emulate what we need to show them and let them recognize what's going on and what it means to be a good employee, a good person, and, if somebody does want to hire you.
That's good. That's good. All right, ready for question number two?
For sure.
Who or what has had the most impact on your management style?
Well, that's a tough one because, you know, like I said before, I've gotten a lot of my information and a lot of things that I do from other people. But you know, my dad was a longtime coach. You know, he coached for 30 years in high school, and I got to play for him a little bit during the summertime and learn from him. But just the strategies of coaches that I've played for, taking something from them. Mm. And if I like that, I would go with it. You know, some coaches harder than others. Some coaches not as hard. You know, and also, you know, recognizing how other coaches, my peers, run their team. And, you know, I run mine one way and another guy can be totally opposite. And I'm not going to try to be like Bobby Knight. And, you know, Bobby Knight's probably not going to be like me, but you know what you're going to get when you get there. And hopefully some of the influences of some of the great coaches that I've been, you know, blessed to play for and watch coach their teams. You know, we have a fantastic one right now as our basketball coach. And he hadn't been here very long, but, you know, he and I have gotten a great relationship. And I think we're kindred spirits, so to speak, on what we're trying to accomplish. And I've learned a lot from him in a short time that he's been here as well.
That's great. You know, it's interesting you mentioned your dad, because so many people on the podcast mention their parents as people that have impacted them, just, you know, their life and their management style. But I think you bring about something that isn't mentioned often, and it's look around at what other people are doing in your same industry.
I think if you're not my wife says, a lifelong learner, you're not really, you're not really gaining what you need to. So I like to pick up a nugget or two from, we're playing against somebody. How'd they go about, how'd they handle this situation? And maybe that's something that I can use on down the line. But, you know, after doing this for 32 years, you know, I don't ever want to get to where I do know it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can pick something up from somebody, and, you know, if I go to a game or something, I find somebody I can sit with, and who knows, maybe I can pick their brain and learn from them as well. But I think that's probably the best way to answer it, is just trying to, you know, learn from, you know, your peers and people that you respect.
Yeah, I think it's important to always listen to others. You know, there's so much wisdom around there that we can learn almost in any situation.
Absolutely.
Before we get to the next question, let's pause for a quick message about Lipscomb University's College of Business. Are you looking to sharpen your management skills and take your career to the next level? If so, look no further than the MBA program at Lipscomb University. Our part-time program is designed to provide you with the knowledge and the tools you need to excel in today's fast-paced business environment. Lipscomb offers both in-person and online formats that make it a perfect fit for full-time working professionals. Apply now and elevate your management skills. Learn more and apply at lipscomb.edu/business. All right, ready for question number three?
Let's do it.
What book has made the biggest impact on you?
Well, don't let me say several, because the ball coach probably hadn't read that many. But when I go back, I've read parts of a lot. So when I go back to think about it, my wife challenged me on a novel. So I have read one that's that thick,
okay,
which I'm proud of, that I probably won't do again. But I did it just to prove to her that I could. But, you know, in this game, I mean, we had a church group and we did the purpose-driven life, and
Okay, yeah. First
line of that's, it's not about you. I'd use that a lot, mm-hmm, with the team, and if we can gain something from that. But I share a book called Teammates Matter with my team. It's written by a walk-on, and for the listeners that don't know what a walk-on is, that's somebody that comes to play with no scholarship money and just comes to try to make the team, and usually it's somebody like a, you know, that's just a positive influence on the team, and a lot of times doesn't get to the game as much. But not to say that hadn't happened, because we have a lot of guys that have done that. But it's written it from that perspective to let guys know that even if you're the superstar player at the top and have all the scholarship money, or you're at the bottom with no scholarship, everybody's the same. And it's just written from a perspective of, you know, what he dealt with every day and how he wanted to feel like he was part of the team. And, you know, that's one thing that I'd really try to do no matter what. You know, when we've got some fantastic managers that help our team, and matter of fact, one left several years ago that probably is the most influential person or manager that I've had on my team. And the kid's, you know, 5'6" and weighed 125 pounds, but he made more of an influence here in 4 years than, you know, anybody I've ever had, you know. So no matter where you are, you know, from that perspective. So I think that book, Teammate Matters, kind of signifies some of the things that we want to accomplish as a whole.
That's good. Those are two good recommendations. I just bought Purpose Driven Life for my daughter that's in the 10th grade. And I said, you should read this. Like, I think it's one of those books that just makes a lasting impact on you. All right. Are you ready for my favorite part of the podcast?
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to do 60 seconds, rapid fire questions. You get one pass. The goal here is to get through as many questions as you can. So don't overthink it. You ready to do it?
Let's do it.
All right. If you could start a charity, what would it be?
Spina bifida.
What's the best part of your day?
A cup of coffee in the morning.
Do you like cities or rural areas better?
Rural.
If you could relive any decade of your life, which one would you redo?
80s.
What's one brand that you identify with?
Pass.
If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Dog.
If you were a superhero, what powers would you want to have?
All-knowing.
What song reminds you of your high school years?
Summer of 69.
If you could meet with any celebrity for coffee, who would you choose?
Shaq.
How would you survive a zombie apocalypse?
Wow. Second pass.
What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
All right, that's a good one to end on. And you know, I think we can probably give you a second pass. That was good. You did really good.
I probably need to go back and answer that other one, my cup of coffee with my wife in the morning. That's probably what I should go back to.
That's good.
Don't tell her where to listen because that'll be, I'll be in the doghouse.
You got it. Hey, you did pretty well. So every week when the podcast comes out, my sister always says, I bet I could have answered more than they answer every time. But I think you got her on this one. You did pretty good. All right. Your job now is to give parting advice to managers. What's the best advice you got?
Don't go in knowing it all. Just listen. Listen more and speak less. And there'll be a time where you'll want to be heard.
Yeah, that's good. That is good. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for being this week's guest.
Wow. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Management Minute. We hope you enjoyed this week's interview. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend or colleague. If you have suggestions for a future guest, please send me their contact information to donita.brown@lipscomb.edu. You can also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to connect with me on LinkedIn. Thank you.
This podcast is powered by the College of Business Content Creation Studio at Lipscomb University.